Hey, how you doing, everybody? It's Adam again. Like anybody cares. Now we're gonna continue on showing you how to build your awesome custom PHP cart using a really dorky multi-dimensional array. Help you get all the dorky chicks. All you gotta do is pull them in a corner and be like, "Hey, I know how to program multi-dimensional arrays," and she'll be yours. All right, stop fooling around. Open up cart.php. So let's recap on this code. If is set post PID, which that means if there's a product ID coming from the product page, person's trying to add that item to their cart. So we're checking to see if that's set. If it is, we grab that variable, and then we're checking to see if the cart session variable is not set or cart array is empty. In this if condition, we'll pop in the first array item, which is the first cart item. So if the cart's empty, or if the session cart array is not set, pop in the first item. Else, here's where we pick off. Pick off? Did I say pick off? I meant pick up where we left off. Pick off, man. We'll have a pick off contest. Okay, before we can put in the code to see if that item might already be in the cart, we have to put a couple of variables up top here. So let's put the first one. Let's call it was found, and that's equal to nothing for now. Actually, let's make it equal to false there, and then we'll change it to true in the script when we need to. It's going to be like a switch mechanism, I'll show you. And this one's going to be called I, which is for index that represents the index number of the array items. And I'll discuss that with you, for you as well. Now, what I did was I went to develop PHP, looping, iterating over array data, and that was in the learn PHP section with the array information. And right here is where I had a little script that shows how to output this multi-dimensional array right here. So I grabbed that for each. And I changed it just a little bit, and you can see within that for each loop, there's a while loop. So that's how it really is effective at accessing the full scope of the multi-dimensional array. You can get at all those little items in the inner arrays using this inner while loop. The for each loop will access each array item, and then, or each array. And then the while loop will make a list out of each key value pair within the associative array. So let me show you what I mean. I put some code together and I'll pop it into place. Okay, so I'm going to go to that spot in the code where it's run if the cart has at least one item in it. So if there's items in the cart, we want to run this code. I'm going to pop the for each loop right there. You see what it is right here. It's not much code. And you can see my for each loop opens and closes within this blue section that I have highlighted here. My while loop opens and closes within that section, you see. I even have nice code comments for you saying close while loop, close for each loop. And this one says close if condition. So right here, you can see the inner if condition that's within that while loop. Now let me explain this code very quickly. And then I'll show you how to actually push the items into your array. This code here is for evaluating to see whether or not the item that they're trying to put into the cart might happen to be already in the cart. If that's the case, we want to plus one on the quantity. And I'll show you how I'm doing that right here. All right, let's discuss this for each loop first. So the for each loop has the session cart array as the array that it's being fed. So each item in the array is going to be a variable of each item. Now the I++ is important here because what that does is iterates the index of the array. And this array actually starts at 1. We forced it to have an index of 1 when it starts. So you see when we pop the first item in, when there's no items in the cart, we pop the first item in, you can see this multi-dimensional array its first inner array has an index of 1. Okay, so just keep that in mind. This one doesn't start with an index of 0, like most arrays start by default. We're starting it with an index of 1 on purpose. Each time any items from the cart pass through this loop, this I is going to iterate, which will represent the index. So it will hold, this will hold the value of which associative array within our multi-dimensional array is the one passing through the loop. Does that make any sense? This I is going to hold a numeric representation of which associative array within our multidimensional array is passing through the loop. And this I becomes very important when we use the array splice function down here. And I'll tell you what the array splice function is all about. So after I iterates, we have a while loop. You can see the while loop right there. Now this while loop will give you access to the list of all the key value pairs within each item that is busted out, that is busted down using this for each loop. So each associative array within your multidimensional array, you'll be able to get a key value list of all the item ID and quantity. So that's where this if condition comes in. You say if the key equals item ID, and we know we have keys of item ID and quantity. So if the key equals item ID and the value is equal to product ID, that's how you find the match. So this if condition right here is how you're finding the match. So if the key equals item ID and the value of that key is equal to product ID, that means it's already in the cart. The same item that they're trying to add again to the cart is already in the cart, so you add 1 to that item. Or you can do whatever you like. You can put a message, an output message variable that would say that item's already in the cart, we did not add it again. But I'm going to up the quantity 1 because I just think that's an intuitive way for it to work. But we'll be giving them the option to change the quantities through the form, which is going to be the cart as well. This is just going to be like a little precaution, just in case they have something in the cart and they happen to add it again to the cart, we're going to make the quantity 2. But they'll be able to adjust all the quantities using a little box that we'll supply. But you'll see that when we get to the actual making the cart look like a shopping cart, listing all the items with the item picture, a little delete button, because each item is going to have a delete button next to it, change quantity, all that crap. All right, back to it. If the key equals item ID and the value equals PID, that means that is a match for something already in the cart. So you want to run array splice and then change was found. Remember that variable was found that we made false to start with? Change that to true, and we're going to use an evaluation to see if was found is true or false to add items, and I'll show you that in a second, but first let me explain array splice to you. Okay, so here I am at the PHP.net online documentation for the array splice function. You can see it says array splice, remove a portion of the array and replace it with something else, and that's exactly what I wanted, so that's the function that I chose for this occasion. Now you can see the parameters it gives you: the array, the offset, the length, and your replacement. So there's 4 parameters, and they explain each one to you right there: input, offset, length, and replacement. So the input is your array, the offset is a number, the length is a number, and the replacement is whatever you want to replace it with. Now you might want to read these real well, and you can see the URL where I am right now. And look at all these other array functions that you have at your disposal. So when you're working with an array, that's why I chose to use a multidimensional array for the cart, because you have all of these ready-made functions that make your programming life a whole lot easier when it comes to something like building a custom PHP shopping cart. So you can just go through there and research all of those array functions, and you'll be an array master. So what I'm doing here basically is saying, I minus 1 to target the exact array element that I want to target for this item in the loop. Now let's see if I can point out the parameters to you so you can clearly see. Here's my input, my array. Then what do we have? Here's my offset. So my offset is going to be whatever I is minus 1. My length is going to be 1. So what I'm doing is targeting the array, the associative array that's coming through the loop in this pass. Just by claiming a length of 1, I'm only going to splice that 1. And basically what I'm going to do is splice that 1 element to keep its product ID that it currently has, but we want to take the quantity and plus 1 on it. So that's what I did here. I simply changed the quantity to be each item, and I accessed the quantity index there, the quantity key. So whatever the current quantity is, if they happen to have 2 pairs of pants in their cart already, it'll just go to 3. If they have 3, it'll go to 4. You see what I'm saying? So if you need to decrease or increase the quantity of any items, you know how to do that now by splicing your array for that item. You got to target the exact index. This was a little bit tricky. It took me about 20 minutes to find the right index. I tried several combinations of zeros and ones and a few negative numbers there, but I finally hit on the right one by taking this I and take away 1 from it. So read up on your array splice information at the PHP.net manual, and you can't go wrong, because you'll see this is your input, this is your offset, this is your length, and this is your replacement. So we'll see how that does for us. And remember, was found has to be set to true because it was found in the array, in the cart already. Now this only takes care of if the item was in the cart already and you want to add one more to the quantity of that item. But what if the item has not been put in the cart already? When there's one, at least one item in the cart, you still have to push the new item in. So this code here, this for each loop, is only checking to see if it's in the cart already. And if it is, you do the splice. Now, if it's not found in the cart, this was found variable will remain false. So all you have to do is go down here under your for each loop and pop in this code. If was found is equal to false, array push. And we can go back to php.net, and where is that? Array push. You can read all about that one too, all about its parameters, how it works, the user, there's examples and user contributed notes. So you can't go wrong with those. So the basic logic is, if there's nothing in the cart, you want to push the first item in. Else, check to see if the item they're trying to put in the cart is already there. If it is, splice that item and plus 1 on the quantity. If it's not found within the arrays, that means it's a new unique item they're trying to put into the cart. So you check if was found equals false, array push. And what this does is just puts the new item that they're trying to put into the array at the end. It'll put a new associative array into your multidimensional array with a quantity of 1. If they try to add that same unique item again, this quantity will be changed to 2 because it will get spliced. So I hope that makes good sense, because that's how it works. Now I'm going to show you some code very quickly to show you how to render the cart in the design view. Actually make something show now, a very basic form, and we're going to make this cart.php command equals empty cart. We're going to make that work. I'll show you how to unset the whole shopping cart to empty it. That's very simple. Okay, so under that code we just put in, right above the doc type, put a line break and pop in this little p PHP code block. And I named it Section 2 just to differentiate it. If the user chooses to empty their shopping cart, that's what I titled it. Little comment there. And I'll zoom in on this so you can see it real good. And what we're saying is, if is set the get variable of command or CMD, and get CMD variable is equal to empty cart, which it will be if they press that link, then we unset the whole session cart array, which will basically remove everything from the cart and unset the variable. And the cart output will say your shopping cart is empty. Now let me show you some simple cart output very quickly. Put another line break and you pop in this PHP code block right here, which I'm calling Section 3, render the cart for the user to view. Now, this is where the magic will happen, I guess, when we go to style the cart to make it look the way we want, to show the product image, a delete button, and different form elements that we need for the cart. And we'll also query the database to get the item name, price, and all that good junk. Now, you can see this is not very much code, and actually, if you look at it, it's very similar to the for each and inner while loop that's in the for each loop that we used up here for checking to see if the item was in the shopping cart already. So I used that simple kind of code again to make the cart render. You can see I'm packing it all into this cart output variable. So basically you see it's the same thing, the for each, and inside of it there's a while loop that does the list of each key value pair in each associative array. And I'm using the same exact code in this if condition as well on top. Remember the initial if condition we had here that said if the cart session variable is not set or the cart array is empty? Using that same code. If it's not set, session cart array, or the count session cart array is less than 1, we cart output your shopping cart is empty. Else, we cart output the actual cart items. We do the loop-de-loop. So I'm going to zoom in on that real good so you guys can't miss it. That's Section 3. And you saw Section 2. That's for emptying the cart, removing everything. Now at least you got something to play with that actually works. So you can be popping items into your cart. And I'm going to test it out right now, see if it works. Let me FTP it. Okay, I'm going to pop in the black hat. Add to shopping cart. Oh wait, I'm missing some style. Go to open the index page. Make sure I'm linking to my style sheet. I don't think I am. In the cart page. Let's see, where is the head? Nope, no link. Let me put that in right now. Okay, so the first item's in the cart. Now, let's go back home. Let's put in the black jeans. Add to shopping cart. So now you can see we have two items. Both have a unique ID, so they're different items. Both have quantity of 1. Let me put in the black shirt. Add to shopping cart. And then you can see I have 3 items, each quantity of 1. Now I'm going to try and put cart item 2, which is item ID number 3. I'm going to try and add 1 to the cart again, see what happens. It should give me a quantity of 2. And that was black jeans. I had ID of 3, so I'm going to add those again. And there you go. See? Item ID 3, quantity 2. Let's try and add another black hat, which is ID of 1. Quantity 2. So those two have quantity 2. This one still has quantity 1. That's good. I think it's all working just fine so far. So we'll pick up in part 11. Well, let's try and empty it. Make sure that works. Let's view our cart. Click here to empty. Yep, works fine. All right, so you've seen the code, and you've seen the test. In part 11, we'll make the cart look the way it should. And once we get the delete buttons on it, and on the individual items, because you'll want to allow people to delete individual cart items and adjust the quantity of each item within the shopping cart. So that's what we'll be taking care of in part 11, and we might get into talking about outputting variables for whatever gateway we pick, whether it be PayPal, Google, or whatever. I'm going to use PayPal, so that's definitely what I'm going to show you. But most of them work in similar ways and accept variables in similar ways. And when you have your own custom cart, you can just give a giant list of things to your gateway and it will process it for you. Alright, see you part 11, I think. Is this part 10? Okay, bye.